The elevator door opened and another poster. This one showed a cartoon figure pressed to big red cartoon lips. Beneath it was a line reading, "Our patients appreciate your quiet." Beyond the elevator lobby was a corridor going right and left. The odd-numbered rooms were to the left. I walked down that way, my sneakers seeming to gain weight with every step. I slowed in the 470s, then stopped entirely between 481 and 483. I couldn't do this. Sweat as cold and sticky as half-frozen syrup crept out of my hair in little trickles. My stomach was knotted up like a fist inside a slick glove. No, I couldn't do it. Best to turn around and skedaddle like the cowardly chicken shit I was. I'd hitchhike out to Harlow and call Mrs. McCurdy in the morning. Things would be easier to face in the morning. I started to turn, and then a nurse poked her head out of the room two doors up, my mother's room. "Mr. Parker?" she asked in a low voice. For a wild moment, I almost denied it. Then I nodded. "Come in. Hurry, she's going." They were the words I'd expected, but they still sent a cramp of terror through me and buckled my knees. The nurse saw this and came hurrying toward me, her skirt rustling, her face alarmed. The little gold pin on her breast read Anne Corrigan. No, I just meant the sedative. She's going to sleep. Oh, my God, I'm so stupid. She's fine, Mr. Parker. I gave her Ambien and she's going to sleep. That's all I meant. You aren't going to faint, are you?" She took my arm. "No," I said, not knowing if I was going to faint or not. The world was swooping, and there was a buzzing in my ears. I thought of how the road had leaped toward the car, a black-and-white movie road in all that silver moonlight. "Did you ride the bullet? Man, I rode that fucker four times." Anne Corrigan.